days. Now, what they were, I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, but he volunteered.
Almost that's right.
Yeah. They sometimes, if they have to make these things to school. Sports, athletics, like that.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Call the meeting of the BZA to order. We take role, please.
Rob Kaufman. Dave Eggers.
Present.
Aaron Munson.
Here.
Jack Swindell.
Here.
Skylar Early.
Here.
Okay.
We've all had an opportunity to see the meeting, the minutes from last meeting. Is there any revisions or corrections?
Make a motion to approve minutes as stated.
Second.
Since it has been seconded, we'll take a vote. All those in favor of approving the minutes as stated, aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Has been approved 5-0. Would you like our first case, please?
First case tonight's BZA 024-23. Tony Lewis is petitioner. Petitioner's requesting a variance at 2177 Willow Drive East. He's wanting to build a 24x24 garage, and he'll be in the side and the rear setback.
State your name and your case, if you would, please.
Tony Lewis. I'm just wanting to build a garage inside my house. Need to get a variance to build closer to the property line.
Are you also known as Mr. Robert A.?
Yes. All about
sure
my friends.
I've never known him by Robert, but
I
know it said that.
I looked at it twice.
I thought there was a dirty uncle we didn't
know
about it.
Yeah, and I'll just add to this a little bit for your guys, the board's information. Tony's tired of hearing me talk about it. That Willow Drive North was supposed to go back through for another however many houses, but it never panned out. So he's got like a 50-foot setback off of that drive that's never going to be anything. So it takes up about half of his backyard. So that's the reason for that side, because if you look at the drawer, if you look at his drawing here, it looks like we've got plenty of room over there, but he really doesn't.
Over where that alley looking
road
is?
Well, if you drive out here, I mean, it was a stub out road that's supposed to go back into the woods for further housing, so he's got like 50 foot over here. Never gonna talk to the engineer, and a guy's already bought the property back here for a single house, so in my opinion, it's never gonna be a roadway through there. So he's just trying to get a variance from that.
It's
major.
Now a driveway?
Yeah.
Any questions? You got anything else, Tony?
I'd
entertain a motion.
So move. I'll move to approve.
I'll second.
And seconded, we can vote.
I'll get my exercise.
You just stayed where you was.
I know. I guess I feel bad now.
It's all right.
No, just a little bit of small batteries.
Right, yeah, everything. It's okay, you can't get it.
I know.
It has been approved 5-0.
Yeah, just come up, talk. We need a drawing of it where it's, you know, but your variance has been approved, so whenever you get your drawing into us, get a permit, and you're good to go.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tony.
Second case, please.
Okay, next case tonight's BZA 25-23 is Jamie Rivera Carrillo as a petitioner. Petitioner's requesting a variance at 1079 Sunset Lane. They're wanting to extend their porch out 10 feet and will be in the front yard setback, 25-foot setback.
Build a porch. There's no porch.
Huh?
I said build a porch.
I think I saw it. Did I say build a porch? Maybe I didn't.
State your name, please, and go through it for us.
My name is Jaime. Yeah. And we bought this house, and she wanted a porch, so I was saving my money to build it. Now I got the money, I think. And
okay.
We just have a cement slab there. And during the winter, a couple people have fallen because it gets slippery.
Okay.
So it comes out 10 feet?
I think you got some letters there from neighbors.
Yeah.
In your packet.
Looks like there's correspondence from neighbors who approve.
That's granted, though.
Got a 25-foot front setback there?
Yeah. Every subdivision is a 20.
But, I mean, so we placed that house even coming out 10 foot with that close to that even?
Now, say again, I'm sorry.
Seems like...
The house would be probably on the setback, it'd be mine.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? And they did that a lot in those subdivisions. They put them right at the setback.
So they could have some backyard.
So they probably have backyard because those were shorter lots. So anybody that wanted a porch, and this has been done in this subdivision a lot, they're going to be out in that 25.
I think we measured from the sidewalk back to the house and the porch. If you stepped out the front door, it would come like right here. You barely have room to stand there.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Is there anyone else to speak in approval of this? Anyone out there against this? Any questions?
What are we constructing this out of? What are you making this porch out of? You got a slab there now?
No. There's a slab there now, yes.
But you're going to have to make a slab bigger because that's like a little bit square, right?
Yeah, we're going to make that.
And then you just got to put, okay, then like a wood porch attached to that concrete.
Yes.
Very nice. Other questions I have, sir? With that, I would make a motion to approve. Second.
Anything, I was going to ask, anything else? Okay, now we'll see the motion.
I make a motion to approve.
It has been made.
Second.
Second by Jack. And we'll vote.
Wasn't expecting you so quick.
It has been approved 5-0.
Yep, just come see Patty for your permit, okay?
Yes.
Porch you shall have.
Thank you.
Like tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow, not tonight, tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right, third case this evening's BZA 027-23. Tammy Trueblood is petitioner. Petitioner's requesting a variance at 1629 Belford Drive East. Wanting to put a 64-by-24 shed. She will be 5 feet off the back and instead of the 20-foot rear yard setback.
What page did you say that was?
A 16-by-24.
Would the petitioner please step forward and state your case?
What'd you hear? Am I not talking good tonight? Maybe I had a stroke.
It sounded like you said 64.
I thought 64.
Oh.
And I thought, man, that's big.
No, 16 by 24.
I didn't think so.
It's not.
Go ahead.
My name's Tammy Trueblood. I live at 1629 Belford Drive, and I was wanting to get a variance to get a 16-by-24 custom-built two-story shed in the backyard, so...
Two-story, you know, would there be any type of an issue of this being...
Just couldn't be higher than...
It's not...
Higher than the house?
Yeah, it's not taller than her house, but it's probably going to be right there.
Okay. Yeah, that... Part of city ordinance that we can't have outbuildings or secondary structures on a property that are taller than...
Right, and it's not, and I was, yeah, it's not going to be taller than the house at all.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you very much. Is there anyone else out here to be, like to speak in favor of? Anyone against? You have to allow him to come up forward, please.
My name's John Lewis. I live at 1684 Devonshire, just behind Ms. Trueblood here. First of all, thanks for letting me speak. And second of all, it's not personal at all for me. I want to be a good neighbor, but I do have some concerns around the proximity and the size of the structure in particular. So, yeah, as stated, I think on the record, it's 16 by 24 with a 10-foot porch off the front, and it's got a height just under 19 feet. My concerns are just the proximity to the property line and the impact it's going to have on the overall property. So, you know, it sits 55 feet from our house. So our backyard is not terribly big. The house blocks the morning sun, and then with this structure being so close to the rear property line, we're going to lose all of our evening sun. I'd estimate probably about 3 o'clock. We did have intentions of putting a pool in the backyard, so the sun's really important to us. I do have a tree line. I think it's in the GIS where you can see, and I have some concerns that they would grow uneven due to the sun. The view, you know, I'll acknowledge our view is not great. We look up, you know, into another neighborhood, but we do catch the sunset that my wife enjoys, and from every rear window, from our master bedroom to our dining room to our living room and a guest bed, we would lose that. And then for me personally, just a little bit of concern on the impact of future property values. Having what's described as a shed, what I would call a full barn in the back. I think it's slated for metal siding on the side. I'm not sure that has a huge impact. And then last but not least, just the reflection of the sun and the impact that's going to have on the overall enjoyment of the property being so close. So, I don't know how many of my other neighbors maybe wrote a letter or come in. I think I got the most skin in the game since it's strictly in my backyard, but I know others share similar concerns. And like I said, I don't want it to be personal. I just have valid concerns around that. So, appreciate
okay, thank
it.
You very much. Anyone else against? Questions from the board?
Patty, did you get any of the letters?
Okay. I did not.
Just wanted to make sure.
Do we have a particular session?
So would it be a monster difference if we move that from 5 foot from the property line to 10 foot from the property line?
You'd have to ask.
Well, then that's going to be like right up against, close to my back porch, like in the middle of the yard. So.
Is this where he lives?
Is your yard fenced all the way around?
Yes, it's got a privacy fence all the way around it.
6 foot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and just for Mr. Lewis's, you brought up that it's kind of a pole barn style garage or shed building. We don't, you know, some subdivisions have covenants for brick and different things, but as long as it's an approved building, then that's what the city has to go by.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to address your concern that it, you know, didn't look like it was.
No, I understand.
Okay.
The proximities of the biggest concern.
Okay. I just wanted to address that. For you.
Appreciate
that.
Yep. So what is the height of this going to be? 19 feet?
Mm-hmm. I mean, is that correct, Tammy?
Mm-hmm. Actually, a little bit under 19. Chandler told me it was going to be right around 18.
So, under deliberative session, right?
Still.
So, I do understand Mr. Lewis's concern having that shut up, because I weighed and I looked at a couple of days, but I think this faces due west and his house faces due east. Almost true. So, I do get Mr. Lewis's concerns. Probably will impact the trees. I mean, it probably will, because he's got both sides of that, but I don't know that that's a standalone enough reason for refusal, so, I don't know, that's just the way I look at it.
Would it be something you might consider going shorter?
That's it. Chandler had said that we could end up doing it 12, okay, if that would help out a lot with Mr. Lewis and stuff, that we could take it down to 12.
That sounds like a very acceptable compromise as far as, what do you think?
Definitely willing to compromise on the height. The neighbor next door has what I would consider a shed. I don't know the height of that, but in my mind, that's what I would consider to be reasonable, and I'm assuming that he received a similar variance for a similar structure since he's about 7 feet off the property.
Okay.
The trees you got, how tall they're going to get? Eventually they'll be...
I think they'll peak out at 20 foot.
20 foot, okay. Just a question.
Okay, so...
I think 12 feet is a nice compromise.
Personally, that'd be a good enough compromise for you. We try to take in everyone's concerns
right.
and all the things involved. We want it to most happily make harmonious neighborhoods, right?
Right.
I'll make a motion to approve under the conditions not to exceed that 12-foot height limit.
I would second that. So everybody good with that, I guess? We're voting. It has been approved with the alteration of that it would be a 12 foot instead of an 18 or 19 foot. 5-0.
Thank y'all.
Thank you both
for
coming.
Yeah, I appreciate your for the process of it goes higher than 12, what's the rebuttal?
So there'll be an inspection done.
Yeah, she said it wasn't going to be. So.
Understood. I'll take your word for that. I know the variance said 5 feet. Chandler going to move that slab out.
He won't move the slab out, but we'll
add it to it.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Appreciate it. Yeah, sorry to complain.
Great, Mr. Lewis. Thank you, sir.
Okay, last case. Well, sorry, the 2823 will not be heard because the Tribune made a mistake and didn't put his notice in, so that'll be continued to next month, and I probably need a motion to table it till next month.
Make a motion.
I'll second that. To table 2823 until the October meeting. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Nay.
Okay. Thank you for that. Okay, last one tonight is BZA 029-23. Jariah James is petitioner. Petitioner is requesting a variance at 310 West 8th Street. Property is zoned I-2, and he's building a 30 by 48 pole building on it. And he will be 12 feet off the side instead of the 30 feet. And he'll be 50, are you 50 feet instead of 75 on the front? Okay.
Yeah. Well, the property's kind of spun a little bit.
Right.
Step forward, please. State your name and your case again for us, please.
Jariah James, 310 West 8th Street, trying to get the variance changed for a pole building.
How do you pronounce your first name?
It's Jariah.
Jariah?
It's a little different.
Yeah. Now, you own,
it's technically a different address. So that's a Pine Street address. It doesn't really face Pine Street. That was one property at once and it got split in half. So it was part of the railroad at one time that ran through what is now the Fontaine Ditch.
Right. Right.
So that is a city out that runs.
Yeah.
So we got a couple things going. With this property. I think Jariah thought when he bought it, he was buying a residential. I don't know if he did or he didn't, but That was the old Cruel Block property. They stored bricks, blocks. It was kind of their junk, stuff they didn't use. So you're probably asking, how can you build on a separate lot? But it's not residential. It's industrial. So I'm trying to explain here that he needs a setback for industrial, because it's not changing the zoning. That's why it's being able to be, have something built on its own lot, because it's still zoned industry. I kind of figure the neighborhood's like what he's doing there besides something else that could be built there. So I said, come get a variance.
Sure.
We held him up on the project and said...
Kind of the same thing Kevin Peters did with the college.
Right, but there's just a few things going on here and...
It's an old zoning. It's what it is. It's an old zoning for an old application.
So if I held him to the industrial standard, that lot's useless.
Yes, absolutely. It's, it almost meets.
Right. That's kind of why he's...
I don't think you can park a wheelbarrow in there.
We discussed several options. I thought, why don't you just come get a variance to the industrial setback standards? And
I understand the industrial setback of parking, semis.
Right.
But at the end of the day, a semi's not going to be able to get on it. They're never going to make the turns.
So I'm just trying to tell you what you're voting on. If you vote yes, or are you giving, you're just doing a variance for industrial setback?
I think there was a campground right next to that property.
I don't know.
You're right. Somebody, is that yours too? No, I wish it was. I want that. So if it ever comes available, I would like to purchase the rest of that. But I know exactly they made them get rid of the camper. So no, there's not a camper there anymore.
Nice fire pit and stuff.
Yeah, they stayed in a tent for a while. But
yeah.
Good times.
Anyone else to speak in favor of? Anyone opposed? Was that an opposition?
Susan's a neighbor.
Jess is not opposition. She's in favor.
Deliberation.
I mean, it's here at the very beginning of the situation. It's a oddity that we deal with on occasion. It's like having a weird alley that tees into another alley, right? I mean, nothing applies to that. And it's kind of this. It is improperly zoned. And if he was going to, this is just my opinion, but if he was going to put a storefront business, or if he was going to, you know, make a small machine shop out or something, I think it would be definitely something we would have to look at parking and good stuff. But it's a garage. So I don't see an issue, and I think it's a way to kind of have a remedy to that anyway. So I would make a motion to approve.
Second.
Okay. It has been approved 5-0.
Appreciate it, guys.
So you're good to go.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Come see Patty. All right. I don't have anything else.
Anybody with anything? Meeting.
I make a motion.
Thank you, guys. Adjourned.
Anything new or old that needs to be discussed?
See you,
Karen. Okay, now we'll go with the motion now.
Sorry, I had to. There was a lot going on this morning. You got me so far away, it's like,
he's
hello.
We're in the social
center. Well, you're close enough, we can still hear you, though, Dad.
Well, I want to make sure.
Okay.
Don't ever be accused of being too quiet.
Second.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Okay.
Sorry.
2 seconds. It's over.
Patty will never find my name.
We keep them in this drawer, Patty, and put it in this
one. Sure. Okay. Yep.
I'll remember down to me, and I need a cactus or something.
Thank you, everybody.
Just about every one of those tonight was like an oddity.
It was.